Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3, you're in the breakfast huddle. The whole gang is here. Elliot Danker, Manisha Tank and Ryan Hwang. It's time to get the bigger picture in a month that has already begun with record highs on the markets.
Yes, record highs after a record month. And this is around optimism around a stimulus package. It seems like we are talking about the same things again, but maybe we could get something somewhere closer with what's been in the headlines. You now have Nancy Pelosi once again talking about negotiating with the Republicans and a new proposal on the table to the tune of $900 billion. So at least there is some talk starting to happen, and that seems to be what markets are focused on. Let's get a bigger picture of Abhilash Narayan. He is the Senior Investment Strategist at Standard Chartered Private Bank. Morning, Abhilash. How are you doing?
Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, Abhilash. Great to have you on the line. So before we dive into the details, give us your overview on what markets are going through right now. We've got November already one of the strongest months. Are you expecting a better December?
Well, clearly, November has been fairly strong, and the rally that we have seen did start, following the U.S. elections. And then it was, sort of turbocharged with the development on vaccine front. And we now have two leading candidates seeking emergency approval. So clearly, the rising chance that we see a vaccine approved for public vaccination before the year end is a positive. Now, overnight, obviously, we saw positive development on the fiscal stimulus front. Now, as far as fiscal stimulus going through before Joe Biden takes over as the president, we think the odds are, sort of mixed. So I wouldn't pin my hat to that. Mm. But clearly, it does show the fact that both Republicans and Democrats recognize the need for fiscal stimulus. And that is something which is positive. And, from our perspective, we think that the positive development on vaccination, easy Fed, we had Jerome Powell also come out and say that Fed will remain supportive, and fiscal stimulus all point to the fact that risk assets such as equities and corporate bonds should continue to do well.
Yeah, so stocks are continuing to do well, looking at what we are seeing in terms of record highs on Wall Street. So, Abhilash, where are you thinking of putting your money to capture more upside? And I'm looking at your report, you've got your eye on European banks. And I think that's interesting because that is amid a backdrop of the OECD cutting its forecast for global growth next year to 4.2% from 5%, with a huge drag from Europe. And you've got the banks in Europe also cutting jobs, and you have Brexit also on the horizon. What's your take on Europe right now?
Well, the points that you mentioned are absolutely valid. But I mean, if you look at the performance of European banks, they are up by about 40% since start of November. And we think there are three key drivers which are driving and should continue to drive upside there. So the first one is, yes, we have seen economic forecasts being cut down, but we are still expecting the economic recovery to continue to power ahead in Europe. And that, in turn, should lead to modestly higher yields, and generally higher yields lead to better profitability for banks. Secondly, we think it's dividend resumption. So European regulators took lead in advising banks to postpone dividends to build up provisions for bad loans. And now they're getting signs that European regulators will lift the dividend suspension. And that should, really benefit the banking sector stocks. Mm. And thirdly, it's the rotation. So there has been a lot of talk about rotation between value and growth. And, financials being part of value sector have seen a lot of inflows as part of that rotation. And, we think there's still some room for value style stocks to catch up given the underperformance versus growth and quality style since the start of the year.
Yeah, and Abhilash, turning our attention to closer to home, we've got Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam delivering her fourth policy address. And she talked about developing Hong Kong as a vibrant REIT market. So a bit of a focus on the property market there. Is that something you think is worth investing in right now, increasing your exposure at least?
As far as REITs are concerned, we think that they're an important part of investment allocation, especially for investors who are looking for income. I mean, we know that government bond yields are quite low, so REITs do serve as an important source of regular income through dividends. And certainly the announcement that Hong Kong made over the past week in terms of both reducing the taxes on, you know, commercial property transactions as well as commitment to developing a stronger REIT market are positive for development of not only Hong Kong, but overall Asian REIT market as a whole. And I think at the margin, that should present investors with a broader choice of investment opportunities. So overall, a positive development and, you know, from a sector perspective, REIT is something which does have, you know, a certain lure to the investors.
Yeah, and talking about protecting a downside, one of the popular asset classes has been gold in the past year, but for the month, it's actually down 4% to trade around 1,813 right now. What's your take on where gold is going? Is this a time to reduce exposure, or is this something to load up when things are looking a bit more attractive?
Well, clearly, I mean, the rally that we have seen in equities, the development on vaccine front, have definitely taken some shine off gold, you know, given gold's stature as a risk haven asset, a safe haven asset. And, you know, we've seen sharp outflows from exchange-traded funds and products, which is in contrast to, you know, the inflows we have seen in assets like cryptocurrencies or bitcoins. So positioning data has normalized for gold. Now, in the near term, we think that gold could touch the key support of 1750, 1760, and that's a key level to watch out for. But on a structural level, we still remain, you know, bullish on gold because we think that low real yields, so yields net of inflation, and the fact that dollar is expected to weaken should continue to support gold prices going forward. So we won't see a sharp rally like we saw this year, but we still think that gold should deliver positive returns in 2021.
Okay, so some headwinds in the near term, possible pullback before it can go higher in the long term. So something to look out for at the 1750 level. We've been chatting with Abhilash Narayan. He is the Senior Investment Strategist at Standard Chartered Private Bank. Abhilash, thank you so much for your time this morning, and I'll catch up with you again soon.
Thank you, Ryan.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.